Uyghurs protest terrorist China chairing pro-Palestinian UN meeting while committing genocide against Muslims. By Francis Martel on November 30, 2023. Protesters representing the oppressed Uyghur community held an assembly on Wednesday outside the United Nations headquarters in New York objecting to Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi leading a Security Council meeting on the conflict between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. China, a permanent member of the UN's most powerful body, currently holds the presidency of the Security Council. Wang used his presence in New York to present the Communist Party's five-point plan to end the war Israel declared against Hamas following the harrowing October 7 terrorist onslaught that resulted in over 1,200 people killed, including elderly, disabled, and infant victims. The plan, dismissed as vague and unhelpful, included provisions such as enhancing diplomatic mediation and ordering the Security Council to support the creation of a state of Palestine, without any indication of whether Hamas would command such a state. The assembly on Wednesday, organized by the East Turkestan government in exile, condemned the hypocrisy of the Chinese Communist Party discussing peace and sovereignty in the Middle East while committing genocide against the people of East Turkestan, an occupied region west of China largely populated by Uyghurs, Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, and other Turkic people. Leaked government documents and other key evidence indicate that Chinese dictator Xi Jinping personally ordered the genocide of non-Han ethnic groups in the region, most of whom are Muslim, through a policy demanding party officials break the lineages, break the roots, break the connections, break the origins of local people. China has established hundreds of concentration camps across East Turkestan since 2017, in which an estimated 3 million people have been imprisoned. Survivors of the camps have testified to extreme indoctrination, torture, gang rape, medical testing indicative of organ harvesting, forced sterilization, forced abortions, infanticide, and other kinds of killing. Outside of the camps, mass sterilization campaigns have hindered the growth of the local population and the party has stolen an unknown number of children from their families, forcing them into indoctrination centers where they learn Mandarin and atheism and are molded into Han and communist culture. The Chinese government has also enslaved a significant percentage of the region's population. The Security Council did not address the ongoing genocide on Wednesday. Related, Uyghurs demand Biden boycott genocide Olympics in China. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi leads discussions on the Israel-Hamas conflict extolling the virtues of peace, international cooperation, and respect for self-determination. Salih Hutter, the foreign minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, told the crowd assembled in New York on Wednesday. Yet this diplomatic facade belies a grim reality that unfolds over 6,000 miles away in occupied East Turkestan, where an entire nation faces an existential struggle under the occupation of the foreign Chinese regime. It is not just a territorial dispute or a regional conflict. It is a systematic, state-sponsored Chinese campaign to eradicate the Uyghurs, Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, and other Turkic peoples of East Turkestan. He condemned, in an effort to prevent the restoration of East Turkestan's independence and to permanently transform East Turkestan into a Chinese colony. East Turkestan was a sovereign republic for a brief period in 1933 and 1934, then a secession time from 1944 through 1949, when mass murderer Mao Zedong invaded and colonized the territory. This Chinese colonial and genocidal campaign marked by mass internment of millions of people, systematic massacres, and the enslavement of an entire nation, represents a blatant violation of every tenet of international laws, human rights, and dignity, Hutter denounced. As they speak of peace and negotiation at the UN Security Council, China simultaneously orchestrates one of the most egregious campaigns of colonization, genocide, and occupation in the whole of human history. The protesters held up signs reading "Uphold your promise of never again" and chanting anti-communist slogans such as "Terrorist China." Related, Chinese concentration camp survivor, "I saw people tortured for denying Xi Jinping is God." Secretary General of the United Nations Antonio Guterres welcomed Wang, the Chinese foreign minister, with open arms on Wednesday. In a meeting separate from Wang's statement to the Security Council, Guterres told Wang, according to the Chinese Foreign Ministry, that he appreciated China's constructive role in promoting the political settlement of the Palestinian-Israeli issue and relieving the humanitarian situation. The United Nations firmly stands for the implementation of the two-state solution to settle the Palestinian question at its root, Guterres reportedly added. The Chinese government has reacted to the October 7 Hamas terrorist attacks for loud support for Hamas's objectives, such as the creation of a Palestine and Israeli land, and opposition to Israel's attempts to prevent subsequent acts of terror against its civilians. In his first remarks on the situation since the attack, in late November, Zai demanded the collective punishment of people in Gaza in the form of forced transfer or water, electricity and fuel deprivation must stop. I have emphasized on many occasions that the only viable way to break the cycle of Palestinian-Israeli conflict lies in the two-state solution, in the restoration of the legitimate national rights of Palestine, and in the establishment of an independent state of Palestine, Zai said at the time. There can be no sustainable peace and security in the Middle East without a just solution to the question of Palestine. The Chinese Communist Party insists that the genocide of majority Muslim Turkic people in East Turkestan is necessary to stop terrorism. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.